We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and a happy Monday morning to everybody. It's always fun for me because I've known him for so long to talk to Mario Cristobal, head coach of University of Miami. Coach, good morning. How you holding up? How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Obviously, frustrating evening out there in Raleigh. Things to work on. Obviously, not good enough. Got to get better.
I got to tell you, though, Coach, and there is a lot to get to, and, you know, everybody's talking about it. And I'll get right to the Tyler Van Dyke. He just – I know he's had injuries, and you guys have done a great job. Is he just, do you feel, as you look at him and the interceptions now, I think it's 10 in the last four games he's played, have the injuries, you think, affected his play at all? Or do you worry about the confidence side of it? Or I know those are things you and your quarterback and your coaches talk about. And I think people just want to know, this just doesn't look like the Tyler that we've seen before.
We take it all into account. Obviously, he's been banged up. But we also – the bottom line is we have – we've regressed in the passing game. You know, it was our strength early in the year. It hasn't been good. I don't ever put that on one particular player or thing. We have to take complete ownership of it. But we've regressed. We were really, really good at it. And certainly we – it's on us to get it right. It's on us to get it better. It's been frustrating for everybody. But certainly you just can't allow any chinks in your armor, man. You got to fork at it together and move forward. And that's what we're working on.
Yeah, no, and I get it. And Coach, I know you know, and we've talked about this through the years, that the old turnover bug when you're kicking butt and your defense, the way they're playing right now, my God. That just, if you just look at those stats, that's screaming, we got one on the road, isn't it?
The defense did everything possible to help us win that game. They played lights out. They forced turnovers. They had tremendous stops. They got when we turned the ball over deep in our territory, they forced a field goal. I mean, they gave us every single opportunity. And you know what? And we knew that this game, they're a drop eight or a cover zero full blitz operation, that you're going to have to move the ball methodically down the field. We did. We got those gritty, tough-ass yards in the run game. We got ourselves in the red zone three times. We walked away with 3 points. You know, and we turned it over, and we had a legal procedure down there. We had it wired in the sense of it was a kind of game we expected. We had done a lot of things to put ourselves in place to win, and we didn't get it done. We didn't put our guys in good enough position to win, and we didn't execute well enough.
I got to ask you, because I just, being around Tyler a little bit over the last couple years, he's a tough son of a gun. I really think he is. He just comes across to me as a real tough guy, and you've been around him more, that even if it's injury, that thing is like, all right, can you play? Because I still believe he gives you the best chance to win when Tyler's Tyler Van Dyke that we've seen. And now, you know, the fan base and everybody's going, there's Emory Williams. And even though he hasn't played a lot, and he, you know, that's one you have to look at now that he got his feet wet against in the Clemson game, was able to get a win. So talk us through that this week, Coach, and how you treat everything at that quarterback position, if you can, and we'll move on.
Well, I mean, it's a tough position to be in, you know, as a quarterback. You're banged up. You know, I know they're frustrated. We're all frustrated as a team. And, you know, our approach always is to find a way to make it work. You know, and we're always assessing everything. You know that, Joe. We don't we turn over every rock. I don't think anyone could fathom the amount of time we invest to get things right on how we're always just considering every way possible to get every position better. So that's where we're at right now. Yeah. Obviously, it's we don't discuss the intricacies of all personnel stuff, publicly, especially when, we're still meeting, putting stuff together as an organization. But it was, all in all, we're pissed and we're frustrated with the performance, not with the effort. I mean, we played tough, we played hard, we played physical in an environment that for the most part was handled well. But when it came down to those critical moments, the red zone, making sure we don't turn the ball. Mm. They had 48 plays, we had 70, right? We had more yards, they had less yards. All the things point to there's a recipe for success here, and those critical things we didn't do well, and that's on all of us.
Yeah, no, the fourth and one at the three and to go with some of the other things and not get points, and they go back down and they actually get a touchdown, although the defense overall, just like I said, played so well. Hey, want to ask you about your young running back. Boy, wow, I did not see that one coming. Mark Fletcher getting 23 carries for 115 yards. Talk about that decision. Was that just go with the hot guy, or is that a guy you're seeing in practice that go, all right, he needs to get more carries, a big horse can run?
Combination of both. Henry got a little bit banged up, but Mark he's come off the, he was a little bit banged up early, and he's been practicing great. And that's the kind of player he is. This was going to be a physical game, right? They always have an extra guy or two in the box, and he handled them himself, either ran through them or ran over them and took some monster shots and got us in great position. He got us in great position to do some really effective things offensively and protected really well also. So really proud of him. Freshman, he's going to be a big-time guy.
You got a lot of guys. This sounds crazy after a game like you just had, the 26 loss, but you got a lot of guys playing pretty damn well right now on the football team, and the neutralizer is always the turnover bug and stuff. Now you get ready to play Florida State. I just wondering how's the team? Usually, we talk Florida State week, and it's like, man, this a chance. Boy, you win this one, it sure makes everything else feel a lot better. What do you talk to your team about with this game, or do you need to at all?
No, you always talk to your team. You're always honest and transparent. They're smart. They know we're doing great offensively early in the year, and we've hit a rough patch. We're progressing defensively in a tremendous manner. We're tougher. We're more physical. Games are going to the fourth quarter. We're in every single one, but we have allowed ourselves to hurt ourselves. And that part it falls on all of us. It falls on myself, the entire staff, the entire organization. And that process is never ending. You got to work it out. You got to make sure you do everything possible to put the best guys on the field and give them a chance to make plays. And sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. But when you're in a game like that where it's going to, it's going to go back and forth. They're going to take away things. You're going to find some things. They're going to drop eight. They're going to make it difficult. You just got to stay in grit mode and just keep finding a way to grind it out and get it done. We had done that the previous couple of weeks, and we did not find a way to do that this week.
Yeah. They got those big receivers at Florida State, just watching them a couple of weeks ago. You change things around there to cover some of those big guys and making all these spectacular catches all over everybody. Do you put some different things in defensively, or is it you still got to – they can run it, obviously. They're undefeated for a reason.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good players. They've done a tremendous job in the transfer portal, picking up some key pieces. And those guys they create a lot of mismatches with their size and with their speed. So I know Coach Guidry and defensive staff is always looking at every angle to find a way to be successful.
Coach, what's the biggest thing you have to do after a 20-6 loss like that? And obviously I can sense it that, hey, we got a good team, man. We've got to get this thing. What's the biggest thing you have to do this week to get that loss out and move forward?
Well, you always go right to the facts. Whether you win or whether you lose, you don't avoid the facts. You're always honest, and you go right at it. We've improved in so many ways, and we have given ourselves a chance, but we've also hurt ourselves. That's the bottom line, and those are things that there's only one way to fix them, and that's through us. It's us. It's all us. And it's the right type of pissed off. Does that make sense? You want to get at it. You want to get at it. Players want to get at it. And that's how we have been building this thing. And it's a lot of it is in the right place. We've got to eliminate the issues that we cause ourselves.
Hey, Coach, I probably should ask you before just quickly because I didn't get a chance to talk about Emery Williams' performance a couple weeks ago. Where is he as far as what you've seen as a young a freshman quarterback, and as far as how much better he was getting towards the game and what you see from him in practice every day?
Yeah, he's doing really, really well, as is Zakari Brown. Both those guys are really good players.
Yeah, well, Coach, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I know these things are never easy and things that get yourself ready for this week, but appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
No, appreciate you having me. Always take everything head on, brother. Moving on.
All right.
Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!